We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, an overnight West Side fire may have been more than it seemed to be, and police are looking into it. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains.
Around 2:15 in the morning, Chicago firefighters responded to an apartment building fire in the 200 block of South Laverne in the South Austin neighborhood. There were flames on the second and third floors, according to the fire department's Twitter feed. A 57-year-old woman was taken in critical condition to Stroger Hospital, but police say that when she got to the hospital, doctors determined she had been shot in the right leg. She eventually died, and Area 4 detectives are investigating. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman and three boys are hospitalized after a crash in Inglewood on the south side yesterday afternoon.
The Chicago Fire Department says three vehicles were traveling near the intersection of Marquette and Lafayette when they crashed. It happened about 5 p.m. A 13-year-old boy was taken to Comer Children's Hospital in serious to critical condition. Two other boys, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, were taken to the same hospital. They were in fair condition. A 37-year-old woman was hospitalized in fair condition as well. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Investigators for the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration say a trench lacked required cave-in protection that could have prevented a Burrage contractor's fatal injuries. The case involved a 27-year-old worker for a plumbing contract who was fixing a residential water line damaged during an excavation. The trench walls collapsed at a Buffalo Grove worksite last December. Another employee in the trench at the time escaped unharmed. OSHA's investigation has resulted in citations being issued to Reuter Solutions Incorporated, along with penalties of almost $36,000.
The police departments in Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, and Palatine are working on an agreement with Palatine-Schaumburg High School District 211 on protocols for school resource officers using state-mandated body cams while on campuses. The Board of Education has already approved the agreement. A spokesman for the school district says the agreement aims to address both safety and privacy. The new law mandating Illinois police departments serving populations of between 50 and 100,000 residents to use body-worn cameras that will take effect on January 1st.
The Chicago-based American Lung Association says Illinois has an incentive to help move to electric vehicles.
Over the next 30 years, the American Lung Association figures that if Illinois and the rest of the country really got serious about moving toward electric vehicles, that would result in $49 billion in health benefits in Illinois alone. Christina Hamilton, Illinois Advocacy Director for the American Lung Association, says Illinois has done a lot, but could do more to speed the transition to electric vehicles.
We're not talking about taking away anyone's gas-powered vehicles today. We are talking about transitioning over 30 years.
Hamilton says that for Illinois, the transition to electric vehicles could mean 113,000 fewer asthma attacks and 4,490 fewer premature deaths linked to pollution. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In an effort to win over the Chicago Park District and concerned neighbors, Riot Fest organizers are promising a number of changes to this year's event.
Riot Fest organizers say they've made community-friendly tweaks to this year's annual rock music festival. Those improvements at Douglas Park on South Sacramento Drive will include new measures for noise control, traffic management around nearby hospitals, access to the park for other sports, park restoration, and a platform to West Side musicians. Riot Fest wants the Chicago Park District's clearance to hold the event September 15th through the 17th, with an expected crowd of 50,000 people per day. Block Club Chicago reports the Park District has not yet signed off on the fest. This year's headliners include The Cure, The Foo Fighters, and Queens of the Stone Age. Vera Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in southwest suburban Hickory Hills are looking into a shooting early today that left two people hurt. Reports indicate the shooting took place outside the Prime Time restaurant on 95th Street and stemmed from an earlier incident and was not random. Police say the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
The family of an Elk Grove Village woman killed in a parasailing crash in the Florida Keys last year is filing a second lawsuit connected to her death.
An investigation of the crash found the boat captain cut the line holding 33-year-old Subraja Alaparthi, her son, and her nephew because the parasail was dragging in high winds from a sudden storm. Alaparthi and the boys were dragged across the water and struck a bridge. Alaparthi died instantly. Her son and nephew suffered minor injuries. Last June, Alaparthi's family filed a lawsuit against the boat company. The new lawsuit targets the resort, the boat captain, and the captain's mate. Alaparthi's family also is calling for mandatory training in the parasailing industry. Roger Plummer, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Naperville are issuing an alert concerning a jewelry scam involving senior citizens. Authorities say a man and a woman have robbed at least three seniors of expensive jewelry while they were in grocery store parking lots. Police say one of the robbers convinces the victim to try an inexpensive necklace while the other distracts them and the jewelry is swapped. Naperville Police Commander Micus Williams shares some of the advice for residents with CBS2.
The ruse thefts and the distraction thefts is something new. We're not saying be unfriendly to people, but keep your personal space. Be mindful. Don't get distracted.
Police say the victims lost about $10,000 worth of the jewelry in the scam.
The Chicago Department of Transportation says it's already given away more than 900 free bicycles to Chicago residents. It's part of a program announced in April of last year to provide 5,000 bikes, locks, and helmets to qualified residents. City officials say they expect the program to continue to 2026.
The Muddy Waters Mojo Museum on Chicago's South Side receives a financial lifeline to rehab and stabilize the historic structure.
The Mellon Foundation has given the historic North Kenwood Museum $1.1 million. The great-granddaughter of Muddy Waters says the Mojo Museum would use money to restore the basement level of the home near 43rd and Lake Park, where the father of modern Chicago blues and his band would practice. The museum plans to feature historic exhibits, live performances, retail space for vendors, and public gathering spaces and public programming for all ages. The museum plans to open next year. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.